Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
The good life. What's the good life, Zelda?
that just simply means that we're living and we're breathing. That's the good life.
Mm-hmm.
And then that there's some work that needs to be done. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, right? Our earthly responsibilities will be over with, but we're here. So happy Monday. Thank you for joining me this morning. We're just here to start your week off with a mindfulness stress relief session, which is live meditation at 7:15 a.m. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day, if you're celebrating your birthday today. We're celebrating with you. And you know, it is sick and shut in. Those who are unable to take care of themselves or be with them loved ones or incarcerated, let us keep them all in prayer, because this is not a good time of the year for a lot of people. There's a lot of sickness, a lot of mental illness, a lot of depression going on in the world. So when you see somebody, if you don't do nothing but smile, just smile at them. You just never know. That person could be on the brink of suicide or harming someone else. So just smile and keep walking. You just never know. And it's Cyber Monday. It is Cyber Monday. You know what that means? Buy black. Yes, all the deals were on Friday, but today is Cyber Monday. They want to keep you in that consciousness, so that's why we're going to stay in the consciousness with them. We are celebrating Sistas, supporting Sistas, Part 2. Last week was Part 1. If you didn't get a chance to see it, it's on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You'll be glad you did, because there's some dynamite sisters on there, my sistars of the microphone, who all have products. Healing products, mental health products. See, that's why we have to be mindful in our giving. Toys are long gone. You want to set your children up for life. Other cultures teach money. We don't teach it. We shop. That's what we do. And that's what has us in the place on the economic ladder where we are now. So you've got to give gifts that stimulate the thinking to send you in the direction of being an entrepreneur, not just a worker, a worker bee, okay? Like this sister here, and I always talk about because I love her work, Ron's Way. She's got these coloring books for adults. You know, and adults need mental stimulation too. Ronsway.com. This is one for entrepreneurs. I love the one for cursing. And what was the other one? Look on here, Zelda, you'll see it. The dysfunctional family one, yeah, and the self-care. I love them all. I got them all. What can I say? So all the information is on my blog. But I just thought I'd have to share that with you. So buy black. It's Cyber Monday. It's real simple. Just buy black. Find somebody in your community. You see them all the time. Walk on by with whatever. Support them. That's how you buy black. You don't have to go to the store. You can shop right there in your neighborhood, because there's lots of people in your neighborhood selling things. So support them. So when things start getting funky and you're like, hey, they always do that. Did you buy black? I rest my case. Okay. If you didn't get a chance to see last night's show, Honoring the Ancestors on Soul Purpose Healing, go back and see it. It is simply phenomenal. All of our shows are in the archives. Soul Purpose Healing with Vienna comes on 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All the information is on my blog, so go see it, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Our guest today, and I hope I'm pronouncing this name right, Jatone Priest. She's a business owner of brushworksbyjt.com. She'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. But at 7:30, after the 7:30 break, we'll be joined by Jody Susan of Susan Essentials. She is the host for Tuesday's Self-Cell Care. She wasn't able to make it last week, so she's on today. So we have two guests for you today. And if you're listening online, you want to join the conversation, feel free to do so. 515-605-9325. And remember to press 1 to speak. If you're on Facebook, we're HLNTV1. And on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. You can see that right there. Actually, that's the website, higherlearningnetwork.org. But our YouTube channel, please go there and subscribe. And thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. And if you would like to download the app while you're there, we have an app for the Higher Learning Network TV show. So thank you for subscribing, and thank you for sharing. And as you know, this past weekend was the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, in which we had preteens. We usually have teens 13 to 19, but this week we had the preteens because people are always saying, well, we don't get the teens, we don't get the preteens, they're 19, 11, they're really good. Okay, so we did preteens, and that's on the YouTube channel too, so you go there, you'll see that. And unfortunately, something happened on YouTube, and people weren't able to vote on YouTube, so you can go there now. Hopefully it's corrected. And if you can't vote on YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show, then you can go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com, HLNTV1. And you have until midnight Friday. So you got lots of time to vote, okay? So you go to HLNTV1 on Facebook, Facebook.com, HLNTV1, or Higher Learning, YouTube Higher Learning TV Show. And we will announce that the winners on next Monday's show, okay? And be sure and tune in to the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web, higherlearningnetwork.org. And if you are one of those people who ate too much for Thanksgiving, and you know you did, I wasn't one of them. I'm so happy. I just don't like that stuffed feeling anymore. I just ate some greens and some cornbread and called it a day. Some dressing. Oh, my husband makes the best. Tony, thank you. Makes the best dressing in the world. He made so much of it, we got enough for next year. Put it in the freezer. Next month, I should say. Anyway, chances are you might be pre-diabetic and don't even know it. I was pre-diabetic for 10 years. How are you going to be 10 years old? Trust me. So go to diabeticdonut.com. And you'll see the how I reverse type 2 diabetes. Okay? All right. So let us take a look at your traffic and weather. If you're headed out this morning, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you want to become a member, it's free. And you get $100 bonus to sign up if you use the promo code ZELDA. Giving thanks to the ancestors all the time. Richard Petit. Hurricane Coogan, all my old buddies. Okay, look, as we take a look at the weather before we do the traffic today, it's gloomy today, but there's no snow, so that's a good thing. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees at O'Hare, up to 40 degrees today. It got to 46 yesterday. I think it was almost 50, but it's 40 today, 46 tomorrow. No reported delays on Metro or CTA if you're headed out this morning on public transportation, but on the Dan Ryan and all the other expressways, it's a hot mess. It's Monday morning madness. What can I tell you? On the Kennedy inbound, it's 38. On the outbound, 28. On the Edens inbound, it's 25 miles per hour, 22 outbound. On the Eisenhower, you know that's a whole other story. Slow at Mannheim, it's 40. I got to get degrees out of my head. 40. Minutes and 31 minutes on the outbound. On the Stevenson, it's slow at Harlem, as usual, 31 minutes and 24 on the outbound. On the Dan Ryan, inbound from 95th, it is 21 minutes, 13 on the reverse. And on the Bishop Ford, inbound, northbound, you expect delays at 111th Street. It's 15 minutes inbound and 11 on the reverse. And DuSable Lakeshore Drive, 9 minutes inbound and 11 on the outbound. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Remember to use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A, to get that $100 so you can go shopping immediately right there on the app. Okay. Thank you for joining me this morning. If you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll be taking calls after the 7:30 break, in which Jody Susan would be with us. But right now, we're going to do our Monday morning mindfulness meditation, and you're just inside. All righty. So sit up straight, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap, nothing in your heart but that of love. Yes. And close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. And you'll simply inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose. And if you can, like if you inhale 3 seconds, exhale 5. It works all of the inner workings in here. It helps you during the course of the day. Alrighty? So, let us inhale deeply. Ooh-wee, I need to blow. Excuse me. Ooh, Tony. Y'all did not need to see that.
little mucus comes up in the morning.
Y'all did not. I see people do that all the time. We don't need to see you blow your nose on that. We just don't need to see that. So thank you for that, okay? But thank you. That's what we're going to inhale. Here we go. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. A little longer. Ooh, that feels good. Did you notice all of that? All of this, just calm down. Rest and digest. Mm. Inhale deeply. 3 seconds in, 5 seconds out. Learned that from Viata's show. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And as you inhale and exhale, feel the sensations in your body that your breath gives you, because it's calming and it's relaxing, and that's what you need in times of stress. People look at you like you're crazy. I could care less. Just breathe. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, and take these two fingers and this thumb and stick them in the back of the neck. Grab that fat little piece of meat right there in the back of the neck and just love on it. Yeah, send it love, light, and energy. As you are stimulating the vagus nerve that's connected to the spine and your immune system and all that good stuff. Ooh, don't that feel good? Yes, Lord, let's breathe again. And exhale through the nose. Let's take these fingers. Yeah, you know we got stress right here in these shoulders, right? Just tap on it. Tap, 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 tap. Oh, does that feel good? Are you breathing? I hope you're breathing. Okay. And then massage it. Massage. That's where we hold all of our tension. That's where I hold mine. And that's what my chiropractor told me, too. He said, most people hold their stress all right there. So do that during the course of the day. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Why are you looking at me when you should be breathing? Inhale deeply. And exhale through the nose. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is unlike you. They cannot breathe on their own, and you have been blessed with the power, the gift of breath. As we inhale deeply, giving thanks this morning that we're not on a trachea tube. If we have breathing issues, they are clear this morning because we are inhaling through the nose and exhaling even longer through the nose. We give thanks that we are at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. As we inhale deeply, bringing all the energy of the breath up to the top of the head. And as we exhale, feel the breath moving down through the face and to the shoulders and the arms. And that's why we open up those arms and fly like an eagle. I know I can't sing, but I can fly like an eagle. And stretch, 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 stretch those muscles. Yes, I'm sitting on a chair, so I always turn around, grab the back of the chair, feel that twist at the spine. Mm-hmm. Inhale deeply. Oh, I feel that twist of the spine. Ooh, that feels so good. Yes. And bring it back. And inhale deeply. And exhale as we continue to send the body, the breath of the body down through the chest, solar plexus, our sides, stomach, back, and hips as we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we send more love and light and energy down through the hips and the thighs. Rub those thighs and those knees and those glorious knees. Yes, giving thanks for the power of the breath as we inhale deeply. And exhaling through the nose, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches. Visualize the energy moving down through the heel and the instep and the arch and the top and the bottom of the feet as we inhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath in the toes. Wiggle those toes. Giving thanks for those toes that keep us standing tall and we don't tilt over because we have the toes, and we give thanks as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, ah, does that feel good? eyes closed as we inhale deeply. Bringing that energy of the breath back up through the toes, wiggling those toes, filling the breath in the top and bottom of the feet and the heels and back up the legs and the knees, rubbing those legs and those knees, giving them love, light, and energy, letting them know that you appreciate. Back up through the hips as we inhale. Bringing love, light, and energy back up through the solar plexus, the sides, and the spine. As we move it, as we wiggle it, as we give it energy, because we're always moving on the inside. So let us match it with the outside as we inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up through the spine and through the neck and the shoulders as we stretch again, giving thanks that we can stretch because someone somewhere is so stiff they can't move. And look at you moving this morning, yes, like a ballerina, like an acro dancer that we saw on the show this past Saturday. And we simply stretch as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath as it continues to move up through the back of the neck, through the back of the head, and up to the top of the head as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we exhale, we give thanks that we are always at the right place at the right time, no matter how it seems to be dysfunctional. Out of order, if it's chaos, it came to teach us a lesson. The question is, will we be still long enough to get the lesson, to breathe in and ask what the lesson is and give thanks for it even before we see it? Because we know that our lives are in divine order. And we give thanks for the power of the breath to keep us in alignment with the divine order. As we breathe in, hold it. And as we breathe out, once more, bringing that energy back up from the neck, from the breath, inhale deeply. Bringing the energy all the way back up to the forehead. And as we exhale and relax and release, as we say, I release, let go, and let the divine creator, whatever you decide to call it, higher power, spirit, God, Allah, Jesus, Buddha, Yahweh, it does not matter. What matters is that you use the breath to acknowledge receipt from the creator. As we breathe in, hold it, once more, one more long, deep inhale deeply. And as we exhale, tilt the head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the left as far as we possibly can. Bring it around to the back. Slow down. You're moving too fast. And slowly bring it to the right and back, front and center. Inhale deeply. Exhale through the nose. Bring the head back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. That's why you're sitting up straight. You might feel a little pop in your neck. That's okay. That's just the muscles and the ligaments and the tendons doing what they do without you even thinking about it. Bring that head back around. Head up. Inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right part of the neck. Ooh, that feels good. And head back. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn the head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feels good. And exhale. It feels good when you can breathe and move on your own, because I've been incapacitated. That does not feel good to be dependent on someone, even if it is someone you love and that loves you dearly. You want to be able to move this body on your own, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So let's inhale once more. And exhale. So now let us practice the affirmations. Affirmations are tools for changing consciousness. We've got a lot of garbage in here. And the only way to get that garbage out is to replace it with positive self-talk as we inhale deeply. Two of the most powerful words on the planet, we say, I am. And what you put behind those two words is entirely up to you. I am healthy. I am happy. Even if you aren't, just say it. Because words have wings, and that which you give out, it comes back. I am healthy. Exhale. I am whole and complete, just as I am. And I give thanks for the power of the breath that reaches my inner being. As I inhale deeply. And exhale. I give thanks for the power of my brain that sends signals to my breath to tell me to inhale deeply. And I give thanks for the power of my heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, and all the systems in my body that are working effortlessly without me even knowing. I don't even feel it until there's a disruption in the body like gas or heartburn or indigestion, something of that nature, as we give thanks that we have the power to speak to these organs within us, to remind them and to be grateful of them, of the work that they do unbeknownst to us, and they do it effortlessly. We give thanks for all the systems in the body, especially the digestion system, because you know we love to eat. And if you saw the breatharian interview last night on Viata's show, Soul Purpose Healing, you know eating is a habit, and it's not one of the best habits we have, but we have them all over the world. Everybody's addicted to food. As we inhale deeply, we give thanks that we have enough food. And we give thanks for those who prepared the food. And we give thanks that we no longer overeat. I am so grateful. I no longer overeat because I've been doing the work on myself, reminding myself there is no lack and limitation in this world. The only lack and limitation in this world is right here. And I'll be sharing that with you. I am removing, I am releasing the thought patterns. Excuse me. I'm releasing the need that created the thought pattern of lack and limitation. Why we overeat? Talking about me now. Because I grew up in a condition where there was never enough food. When I moved south to live with an aunt, there was never enough. And I was skinny and couldn't get food. Not enough. It kept me skinny though, didn't it? See, that's my point. We got too much of everything right, especially in America. Okay, I digress. Anyway, we give thanks, okay? Inhale deeply. Long breaths, relax the system. And short breaths, stress the system. So you want to remember when you are stressed to breathe in. Inhale deeply. And exhale. I hope you enjoyed that this morning. I certainly did. You be sure and share it with someone today because that will make a difference in the quality of your life as well as theirs. Can you do that for me? Wonderful. Be sure and share the website. YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show, and my YouTube channel too, Zelda Speaks. Okay? Alrighty, let's take some comments before we go to break this morning. Naima Latif, our executive producer, says, Grand Rising, beautiful Queen Sasai. Thank you so much for the traffic and weather report. I have to make a run this morning. It was helpful, wonderful. That's why I do it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, she said that. And my sister, Grand Rising Queen Z, Grand Rising Queen Debbie. That's Dr. Debbie Green. She is our host for Thursday, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. And coming up at 7:30, we'll be joined by Jody Susan of Susan Essentials. She comes on Tuesday with self-care, and she will be joining us shortly, so you get prepared, get pen and paper, because you will definitely going to need the information that she will be sharing with us, because she just has a wealth of information, and I want to share that with you. So stay close, and we will be right back. Okay? Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Donna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Grand Rising, and thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We are celebrating Cyber Monday with my cyber sisters of the microphone. Jody Susan will be joining us shortly. And also JT, I hope I am pronouncing her name right. Miss Priest, how about that? She's an entrepreneur, and she's a business owner. Brushworks by Entrepreneur. Brushworks by JT.com. She is on my blog here that I want to share with you. Have you seen the blog? The Sister Shopping Network. I want to show you that just in case you haven't seen it. And I will be showing that shortly, but I won't be showing it right now because my sister of the microphone is joining us. Hi, Jody. Welcome.
Good morning,
Allie.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I love what you're doing.
I love what you're doing because I am always learning so much from you. And while you're at it, could you just, like, blow in this direction? So you can send some of that heat because it's cold. It's cold.
So,
it's cold.
Like, so here's, you've lived in Chicago all your life.
My adult life, yeah.
And me too, most of it. And, mm-hmm. I was in Arizona for a few years.
And?
It's cold here.
Are you serious?
I kid you not.
In Georgia?
I kid you not. I've made fun of my friends in California. I've made fun of my friends in Georgia. I've made fun of my friends. I'm telling you. It gets cold here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm depressed. Alone here in the Midwest. I just thought everybody else was just, I just think, then that's my thinking. I know that's my limited thinking, but I'm always thinking.
We packed everything, but we lost. We're cold.
Oh my goodness. Socks. In Georgia?
But here's the thing. It's not 20 below.
Thank you.
It's not 20 below. It's not like we're sitting here by the pool getting, taking in the rain.
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
But we do, it's not bitter cold. Fagala
says hi. And for those who, hi, Fagala. And for those who don't know who Fagala is, tell them who Fagala is. I know who she is.
Can you just come over and say hi to Auntie Zelda? Hold on, I'll
look
at it. Fagala. We need to do a show and tell.
Yeah. You know what? Because I'm learning to deal with interspecies communication. I learned that going to Florida when I was communicating with the trees. So the trees are a species, too, and animals are a species, too. Hi, Fagala.
Hi, Fagala.
You see her head? I love it.
It's so funny. What happened yesterday, she was in the laundry tub, folding the laundry.
Okay.
you know, I wonder if I can share this. I may be able to show the video because it shows up like probably 8 to 10 seconds in.
Okay.
She see a ball of spirit cross over her.
Oh, really?
Let me see if I can show you that.
Really, yeah, I would love to see that.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up. So it was a video I did last night, and so anyway, you know, she's so powerful. This bird is so powerful, such a powerful spirit. Oh yeah, here we go. Oops, reverse that. Let's see. And then I'm going to share screen video file. And let's see if we
can. Okay, Fagala, if you say so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Fagala.
So I think I'm not going to share video, so I'm going to just do it a different way. Let me share. Oh, I guess I can upload the file.
Sure, if that's what you want to do. Upload.
That's what it lets you do now. That's a new feature on our system here on StreamYard.
Really?
Mhm.
Oh, okay.
So while that's loading, because it's going to take a little bit here. Yeah, so she's in the, oh, here it comes. Okay, this is it. And so she's a magical creature, and what, for other people who are listening, what that means is, like me, she's a channel, and, you know, she can hear spirit, see spirit, and it's just really interesting to me that, you know, the things that she, you know, picks up on.
Okay, Fagala, if you say so. You know, her wings, that's right. Her wings are, okay, sister, okay. She's letting me know she hears me. She lifted her wing up. Okay, Fagala, I love your green. Green is one of my favorite colors, and not because of a note.
Money.
No. Trees.
Not because of money?
Not because of money. Nope. Because of nature.
Yeah, right.
And she is nature. Right, Fagala? Isn't that right, girl? Yeah, girl. So how did this come about, you getting Fagala?
Well, my father loved birds, and so since I was a child, we had birds.
Oh, wow.
We actually had a hawk box.
Ooh.
In the house.
Are they easy to take care of?
Down. What?
Are they easy to take care of?
No, especially when they're going after your big toes.
Okay. No. Okay.
So he had the kitchen, and then he had the dining room, and he had his perch on the dining room. And my little brother, Gary, who's now a world-renowned photographer, you know, would get, you know, towards the dining room door, and Twiggy, that was his name, would dive down and go after Gary's toes.
Did she just freeze? Oh.
The rest of us thought it was pretty funny. The hawk didn't last long.
Oh, I'm sure. A hawk? Are you serious?
So I got a parakeet, and her name was Kipper, or his name was Kipper.
He's no longer with us?
What's that?
He's no longer with us?
No, I got him when I was 7.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. He's gone. So tell us, Jody. We don't want to run over time. Ooh, it's 7:44, girl. We got 15 minutes. So I want to thank you in advance for allowing us the opportunity to have that energy healing that we had last, was it month, whatever day
last
it was.
Sunday.
Last Sunday. Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about that and why that's so important.
You want me to talk about it?
Yeah. No, I want you to talk about it.
I'll give you an example this morning. And so there's a benefit and mm-hmm. there's a detriment, you know, this duality, right?
Okay.
And so Zelda,
uh-huh.
have you had back pain?
Not, yeah, I have. couple of weeks ago, I was bedridden for 8 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that pain is yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not.
Mm.
Because as you learn, energy flows back and forth. I don't have a thing wrong with me.
Mm. Wow.
I really don't. I mean, I have my emotional issues. We're not talking about
that. Right. We all got those.
Right? So I woke up this morning as if I had sciatica.
Oh, wow.
My neighbor right here, he has a problem there. That's his problem. So Andrew just ran out for a run, and when Andrew left, I said, here's two packages of deep blue rub, you know, that stuff for pain relief. It's something that I sell, you know, through doTERRA.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you're going to see Joe. You know, for those who don't know, I'm a clairvoyant. I said, give these packages to Joe when you go out running. Because he needs it. I was feeling Joe's pain.
Ooh.
So pain travels. So it jumps from body to body.
Oh.
Energy never goes away. It just goes from place to place. So you have to learn how to transmute the energy so you don't have to hold on to other people's pain, their anger, their fear.
Wow.
So if you think as that, if you can learn how to access source energy, which is God, Yahweh, Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can access source energy, which I teach you how to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you can, please, give us a minute. We know, so we will come back to you, okay? If I can teach you how to access source energy, you can clear the energy out of your own body and give to God. And just bring in God's energy, which is pure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get the frequency of 528.
Mm.
So this morning, I got up. I knew this was my energy. Cleared the energy, right? Got out two packages of deep blue, gave it to Andrew. He went on his run. I got a text message. He said, saw Joe, gave him the deep blue. Because I knew he would meet him out there. I'm like, you have to stir it closely.
Oh, wow.
So when you can consistently use your access to God to help others, she's really aggressive. So I'm going to put her back in her condo.
Okay.
But, you know, because you lifted, and I think it was your sister, by the way, you lifted energy during that class.
I did. I like felt it leave my body.
It was your sister. I'm going to put her back in
the I'm like, what the, what was that?
Talk about what that was like.
Oh, that was something like I'd never experienced before, because before I got on the call, I was a little overwhelmed with responsibilities. I'm kind of backed up in my projects and what I'm doing, and I was feeling a little overwhelmed, and things just weren't in alignment the way that I wanted them to be, and I had a little funky attitude on our Sunday morning call. And when you took us, when you had us stand up, it's like something stood up inside me with me. That doesn't, if that makes sense.
Makes complete sense.
And the minute that we started doing the process, I was like, oh, what was that? Oh, okay.
It was your sister, by the way.
So does that mean that she had something, because I've been trying to catch up with her for a month, her birthday, she travels a lot. And I was becoming...
Well, I mean the one that passed when you said that.
Oh!
So it's not only living people's energy. It's the unliving. The one.
Well, I definitely had her energy on me. And I'm not going to say what that was because it's very negative, and that is not what I'm here to do.
Well, that's why you snapped. You were pulling out her energy. And she hadn't crossed over yet, and so now she crossed over after you cleared her. She was attached to you.
And she's been gone for 20 years?
No, the one who died, so you call a lot of people sister.
Oh, Hattie! Hattie! Oh, my goodness. Hattie.
Absolutely Hattie. Telling me now.
She left in May. Oh, my. Because I feel her all the time when I'm walking through the house and I see her picture and I say, hey, Hattie.
Uh-huh.
I feel her in my body because she walked the... Girl, Johnny!
Well, it's invasive, right? So that they can be with you. If they're here to bring life, great. But if they're there and they're controlling your mood and your energy, and, you know, that's invasive. And so that's what that class is for, to teach you how to, that's how you want to use that. When Hetty's energy is in your energy body, bye-bye, Hetty. You can talk to her, but she can't take over your body.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can't tell you how many people took over my body.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm telling you, I literally feel her in my body. I she has a certain walk. I walk that way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. And she had such a traumatic transition.
Talk to us about it if you can.
And I cry for her when she's really my first cousin, but we grew up together, so we were like sisters. And when she passed, I went in the bathroom because I couldn't contain myself and I didn't want to disturb everybody else. I literally boo-hooed like my mom or had passed, or my dad, who I never knew, had passed. I could not. I'm like, why is all of this pouring out of me? I didn't cry like this for anybody. So why is it that I had this? And it was a relief to let it go. But then you tell me this, and I'm like, oh my goodness, wow. I don't want to hog any more time. It's 7:52. We got a guest coming on at 8 o'clock, so we need to do. Ooh, Lord, we need to talk about this.
No, that's what people want. That's what we're offering here today.
Wow.
And so,
energy cleansing.
Energy cleansing, right? And I do it for the body. I do it for the home. Let me tell you something. If you guys are arguing in the house a lot, that energy sticks to the walls.
Ooh, what did they say? If walls could talk? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there you go. Walls do talk.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know that.
And we're charging 111 for the class, angel number, right? 111. $111.
How long is the class?
It's 90 minutes. So if it's one-on-one, we can do it, you know, if it's one-on-one, I can do it in an hour, you know.
Okay.
But when you have a group of people, it's a little tougher.
Oh, okay.
If somebody wants to reach out to a group class, we can coordinate that. And, you know, we can give a slightly discounted rate.
Okay. Okay, mention the promo code, the Female Solution, and we'll give you a discount.
Yeah, for sure. And then we also are offering these energy protection pillows, and they are made, there's a couple of different versions. I mean, as far as the colors, there's tons of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have them.
Yes, I do, and I put them on my, underneath my, or actually not underneath, on top of my lap when I'm using my laptop, because I can feel energy coming from the laptop now. I get that.
I get that. Mm-hmm. Because that's electromagnetic frequency.
Right.
The powder in here, one is shungite.
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. And the other one is Altera's powder, which both of them have significant amount of evidence that it neutralizes the effects of electromagnetic frequency. We have these for the home, but as long as you're walking around downtown or wherever, You put these in your pocket, right?
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're a bra, these can fit nicely in the bra, right?
Okay.
Or your front pocket if you're a man, or back pocket. But just having these around, it's really awesome to support yourself. Now, if you want these but don't want to pay for them, they're $50, okay, and you want to buy a bot, this is $503. That includes your shipping and tax.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? Right?
I can talk
you
about the bot, baby.
You get free energy protection pillows with it.
Oh.
Yeah, you either get the little two sets or you get the 5x5 for free.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, why don't you share with people your experience with bot?
I cannot thank you enough for this experience because as a child, all my adult life, all my childhood life, my adult life until, how do I wait till I get 65 to figure it out? As you can see, I wear glasses and I've always had a sensitivity to light. After my very first treatment, I was simply I was in shock. I'm like, what's wrong? Where'd the light go?
Where the sensitivity to the light go, right?
Yes. If there's a bright light in my eye, like right now I've got a ring light in my eye, and it doesn't bother me. Before that treatment that I had with the bud, and I use it every day, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah, right.
If I looked at light, my eyes hurt. I was always wearing shades or tinted glasses. And when I came out from under the first 20-minute treatment, there was a light in front of me that was so bright, and it didn't bother me. I thought I was in the twilight zone. I'm like, okay, so what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the light not bothering me? And then you explained the process to me, and I said, how is that possible? All of my life, my whole life, I couldn't look into a light. Because I'd get a headache.
Now,
what was that?
Here's why. The sound, and I'm going to play the sound for people. Usually you wear a headset with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I bought this little, for my brother bought this music bullet, so we can just plug it in and everyone can hear it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the sound. 1 second. It's just white noise.
What?
And it puts the brain in a what's called a state of state, a relaxation state.
Yeah.
What it also does is it does a reset. So setting your brain back to baseline. So your eyes weren't bothered by light when you were born. Something happened traumatic to you at some point in time. And we cut out the neural network,
mm-hmm.
and what it did is it cleared the interference so that you could just get a direct connection from your brain to every other part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And for $500, like, I've been using mine for 8 years.
A what?
Oh, yeah. I've been using
mine. Why am I not just finding out about this?
Yeah, my doctor, the one we spoke about, Dr. Michelle Kukla,
okay.
who works with AIDS, she's the one who introduced me to this. So I started using this in 2014, bought my own, you know, for $500 in 2017. Then I figured out all this stuff around it, things that are not, you know, approved to say by the FDA, but let me tell you, there's some ways to clear heart chakras, your solar plexus, you know, all of that, which I sent you those frequencies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you can use a device and in 20 minutes get results, because you got results in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm,
and it doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean everything's fixed in 20 minutes, let's be clear,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It means you can take care of an issue usually in 20 to 30 minutes.
We only got a minute left. Let me tell you about this other issue I had, and that's sugar.
Sugar.
For Thanksgiving, I would eat cake, pie, cookies. If it had sugar in it, I just thought about it. I didn't eat any sugar yesterday. Any. None. Do you hear me? That is major for me, Jody. None.
So this is used for addiction.
I used it for the sugar addiction, not my sugar addiction. It's not mine. I used it for the sugar addiction.
Thank you. Right. It's used for addictions, all types of addictions, and you don't have to own your addictions. You can release those addictions.
Thank you. I released them. And I also released overeating.
Cigarettes, right? Addiction to chaos.
To sex. To shopping.
Addiction to chaos.
To drugs.
How many people do you know are addicted to chaos?
I know everybody I know is addicted to something.
Right. We all have it.
Yeah. So thank you for being the person to bring enlightenment to the situation. My life has just not been the same. And it's like I tell everybody about it all the time. It's like, okay, you don't have $500. Well, don't worry. I didn't have $500 either. I had to save up for it.
Yeah, manifest the $500.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. Get a credit card.
I put it on my vision board and put it on a credit card. That's exactly what I did. What was that?
I used my health savings account when I bought it.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Is that the HSA or something like that?
HSA, and then there's also flexible savings account.
Yeah, well, they can contact you to get that information, yeah, because I didn't have that available to me. So it is 8:01. We are having fun, but Jody's got to go, and we've got to bring on our next guest. So give them contact information. I've got Susan Essentials on the screen, Jody.
Which is great. So if you go there, there's a button at the front of the screen when you go to Susan Essentials, and schedule a free appointment now, okay? And can I take 1 minute and just show you the screen?
Be
is
quick.
That okay with you?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your screen, and then close down. Okay. And there we go. Okay, you can see that, or?
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
So this button here, the schedule your free consultation, is bright, like red, orangey red.
There it is, yeah.
And so you can schedule a free consult. If you want to learn about upcoming events, which is our shows, you just click on the events button. It takes you to all the current events that are coming up. So, but when you schedule there, and it takes you right to My Outlook. You can get initial consults for corporate wellness, for VOD, health coaching, virtual energy clearing, athletic rejuvenation, a custom vibration healing session, and a personal wellness consult for free. So trying to make it easy for you to. And then, of course, my website. When you go to my website, you can also go to the shop button. You go to the shop button here. Let's see if that shows up. Oh, it's not actually sharing that. Hold on. So the shop button, if I stop share, or view tab, is on Essentials, and view tab.
We're going to go to a commercial break, okay?
Yeah. I don't know how to do this.
Well, if they go to Susan Essentials, they'll find it, okay?
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, the female solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I hope you just enjoyed that last session in which we had Jody Susan, our Tuesday host of The Female Solution, as we are celebrating sisters. That's right. It's Cyber Monday, so you know what that means. Black Friday extended. That's really what it means. So let us welcome to the microphone, another sister of the microphone, and I don't want to mispronounce your name. Do they just call you JT?
Yes.
Wonderful. Because I was like, I know I'm going to tear this name up. So let me please ask her if I can call her JT. So welcome. Right. So it is Jatan. Columbia College, yay! I'm from Columbia, too. I didn't know that. Yes. Jatan D. Priest launched JDP Design, later renaming it Brushworks by JT. I love that. A talented decorative painting company that provides both residential and commercial establishments with uniquely custom-designed paint techniques and finishes. Wow. Having over 15 years of fine and decorative art experience, JT is widely recognized for her faux finish techniques and beautifully crafted line of contemporary art. She maintains a studio on the south side of Chicago, and her staff is comprised of a skilled group of decorative artists, muralists, and designers. Brushworks has been showcased in numerous commercial and residential spaces in Chicago and surrounding suburbs. Her works are also showcased in black-owned businesses throughout the city, such as Sip and Savor Chicago. Oh, that's your artwork. Oh, my goodness, I didn't know that. Sip and Savor Chicago, Ain't She Sweet Cafe, Beasley Academic, heard of them, Academic Center, Crazy Crab, Essential Elements, and more. Essential Elements, that's the store on 4035th and King Drive, right?
It's on 87th Street.
Oh, there's another one. Okay.
Yes.
And a whole lot more. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is JT, also known as Jatan Priest. And yes. Columbia pumps them out, baby. Yes.
It does.
It allows your creativity to flow. So we knew that you had this in you as a child.
Yes. I've been an artist since birth, I say. And I eventually got into the painting. When I first got exposed to art, I thought that that's what I was going to be when I grew up, an artist. But the way that things were in that time, they didn't really have a lot of avenues for artists to go in as far as, like, on the corporate side. So when I went to college, I was trying to find something that was still kind of corporate but had artistic things in it, and so that's where I found graphic design. So I was working on a computer, but I was still being creative a little bit at the same time.
Okay, okay. So when did you go into business for yourself? How did that come about?
After 9/11.
Oh, really?
So I was working in corporate America as a graphic designer, and after 9/11, they started laying people off. I was working for Price Waterhouse, which is an accounting company. So after 9/11, that market had got hit first in regards to laying people off, and so I got laid off at that time. And so I had decided that I was going to just take a leap of faith and work for myself.
Ooh.
In the beginning, I was doing just graphic work, but I took some classes on the decorative painting. Oh. And I really loved it because I like getting my hands dirty.
Okay, okay.
So I took the classes, and then I just started calling friends that I knew that, like, hey, I started, you know, taking these classes. I want to learn how to do it more, or I want to do it more. And I had a couple friends that was like, we could do something in my house. And, of course, my mother said, you can do whatever you want in my house. And it just kind of evolved from there. And most of my business to this day is word of mouth.
And isn't that the best advertising on the planet?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am, because somebody going to tell somebody and somebody going to tell somebody else. I love the fact, and I learned that online where I was listening to, I was working in secular radio at the time at Gospel Radio 1390, where the ministry's in the music, and one of the advertisers came on and talked about how he had spent $1 million in advertising and didn't get one single referral. And I was like, what? You spent that kind of money and got no? Okay, then I don't think I'll be doing any advertising. I don't have $1 million budget anyway.
Yeah.
But and then he shared just what you shared, and the fact that word of mouth is the best on the planet.
Yes, it is.
And I pulled up your website here, Brushworks. I love that. And you know gray is in, especially in industrial. So I'm going to click on review your designs. Oh, my goodness. Is that simply gorgeous or what? Can you all see that? Now explain to us what this is. I see the first one is a decorative painting, right?
So the decorative painting is just different texture techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So like that one shows a texture. I think if you scroll down, there should be some more pictures.
It's
just clicking to different departments. This one is stenciling. So with stenciling, it looks like wallpaper, but it's not.
Oh, wow.
And one of the benefits of having something stenciled is the fact that it looks like wallpaper, and you can get it customized to your space. So a lot of times you might see some wallpaper that you're like, oh, this is pretty, but the color doesn't match my home. Well, that's where I would come in, and I would actually match the colors to your home, and then you still have that wallpaper look, but it's paint.
I love this bathroom here. This looks like a TV, is it not?
Yeah, that's a TV.
And this looks like a glass component, and the wall matches the glass component. Is that what that is? And these are pictures on the wall, and this is, I'm trying to see. So you did the artwork behind it or the artwork?
Yeah, I did the wall. So, yeah, if you click on it, you see the pattern on the wall.
Okay, yeah. Look like little, I don't know what to call
little
it.
Circles.
Yeah, little circles, yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me go through some of, I love this. It's like a vanity.
Yeah, so that whole bathroom, the walls, that's paint. And, I mean, it looks like wallpaper, but it's paint.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is gorgeous. I love that. Okay, so let me get out of that and come back to the first one that we were talking about, and you told me to click on it, and I didn't know what I was doing. I really like these circles here in the bathroom. It gives it such a calming effect. And you do need to be calm in the bathroom because things need to flow, right?
That's very true.
Things do need to flow. Now let me get back to the page. There we go.
So scroll down, click on the deck and the first one, the first picture.
Okay, computer's acting a little goofy here. You know, it does what it wants to do. Okay, so which one am I clicking on here?
The first one.
This one here? Okay, there we go. Oh, I love that wall. That is awesome. Okay.
And then just click on the arrow.
The arrow, okay.
Yeah.
That will be something.
I'm still doing it. I don't know what's going on.
Go to page... decorative, and let's see if this is it.
Okay.
Oh, those are...
Okay.
Oh, wow.
There's more texture and technique. So, like, the second picture, the fireplace wall, is like a full concrete look.
Oh, okay. It's not really concrete. It just looks like it could be in a loft or something.
It's the same, yeah.
Okay.
So, and then that's cool if you're renting too and you get an accent wall or you get something done, at least when it's over, you can paint over it.
Okay. And here...
Yeah, that's a sample of, it's a combination of a stencil and a textured wall. The dots are a stencil and then it's just a texture on the wall.
Okay, so you're not limited to what you can do with one thing. You can use more than one of a kind. Okay. Oh, I like that.
That one had a textured background, the black.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah, and so it could be any color, any design.
Ooh, ooh.
Whatever flavor you have in your house or vibe you want in your business, you can create.
That looks like a mural. Is that
it
a mural?
It is kind of like a mural, but those are doors.
Oh, really?
So she had doors in her house that she didn't really use.
Oh,
but
wow.
She wanted something on there, like, unique and to stand out. So.
Well, that is definitely...
It's kind of like a big piece of art on her doors.
Yeah. How long did it take you to do that, if you don't mind my asking?
It's just a couple days.
I can imagine. Ooh, but it's beautiful. Unique, divine, one of a kind. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love this. Oh, I love this. You did the wall. Oh, my goodness.
I did the wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's good. She's good.
Oh, yeah.
She's good.
Oh, that's nice.
She's good. She does the walls. That's my husband taking a peek at the camera.
Okay.
And this is another one. Oh, look at the doors.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it brings just plain doors. Oh, make them beautiful. Oh, my goodness. See? Wow. I love that. Let me go to the next one. Oh, yes. I've seen walls like this.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if you're the person that where I was at did the wall.
Never know. Might
have. Wow. That is beautiful. How long does it take to do a wall like that?
A couple days.
Oh, and there's another one.
Yeah, that's similar to the doors at the other house.
Girl, you are talented. Oh, Sookie, now this looks like a party room.
Yeah, it is. It's the basement.
I was right. Okay. Oh, I love that. I love that. That is gorgeous. All the right colors. Okay, now. Home is where the story begins. I love this. Is that a Gucci design or Chanel or somebody?
Yeah, it's the Versace pattern.
Okay, I knew it was some designer.
Yeah.
I don't wear them, so I don't know. And,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's a popular design that a lot of people want in their house.
Okay, now.
Yeah, it's the wallpaper like that. This is a good example of the wallpaper. I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe that wallpaper is, like, really expensive.
Uh-huh.
And it only comes in selective colors. It doesn't come in colors like this.
Oh.
So that's where I come in.
Okay.
But I want it in these colors. So.
Okay. Yeah. And then you will assist them in finding just the right color. And what is this, black and gold and gray?
So that's
a door.
Area in a salon studio.
Oh.
Salon suite in Bronzeville.
Oh.
So you can actually drive by the salon suite. I believe it's on 39th in Michigan. And you can see that in real life.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Girl, you got gifts for days. Okay, and this, oh, we did the wall. Did you do the door too?
No, just the wall. It's like a metallic plaster on the wall. So it has reflective qualities in real life.
Okay, yeah, because it definitely has reflection. And that's somebody's upstairs, because I see the stairs here that they came upstairs.
Yes.
Okay, so you're not limited to the first floor, or they can go all through the house.
And I've done walls that are like stories as well, so I'm a little scared of heights, but I do what I got to do.
Okay, you overcome that real quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, now, and here's
that another. Is a sample of a wall that had, like, a crocodile pattern on it.
I was going to say, it looks like a crocodile.
It had, like, glitter in it, too.
Oh, okay.
Make sure she does her pricing like window washers. The higher up the go, the more the price goes.
That's true. That's what I do, too.
She knows. She's been doing this for 15 years. She said, yeah, she knows. You go, girl. Thank you, honey. Oh, I like that. Look at this fireplace, Tony. Oh, that is gorgeous. She did the wall. See the walls here?
Yeah.
Wow, that is nice. Yeah. That looks like it's in another country.
That is in Florida.
That's another country. I know it ain't Chicago. It's beautiful.
That's the other thing. I will travel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Girl, that is simply awesome. Have brush, will travel. I love it.
Yes.
Oh, is this a basement or a first floor?
That's a basement. And so talking about energy, it's like a micro paper thing, and it's supposed to give off positive energy in the space.
Oh, I love that.
I haven't done that in a lot of people's homes. She was like one of my first. It's supposed to have all of these. It's shedded like rock, so it's supposed to give off positive energy.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a real energy home. I love that.
Yes.
And the fact that you're into energy healing.
Yes.
You can explain that to your customers and have them, your clients, and have them understand why things are the way they are. I love this. This is like a trunk case. This is a wall.
Yes, that's a wall.
Wow.
Every time I go into a space, I don't want to sound kooky, but I let the energy of the space tell me what to put on the walls. Right? So it helps me to... When I go into a space, I get a feel for the space.
Mm.
It helps me to pick out the colors. It helps me to get an understanding of the client. And it helps me to pick a technique or a style that I feel will work in that space.
Oh, wow.
Everything is custom in that sense.
That is not called cuckoo. That's called connected, Chantine.
Yeah.
That's connected.
Some people, when I tell them that, I'm like, I'm picking up the energy in your space, and they're like, what?
Yeah. Okay, so like, what does that mean? Oh, we gotta.
And not only that, I can also attract a certain kind of energy in the space too. Some people in the bedroom, they want it to be sexy. I could create that, with color and technique, you could create that in the space.
Jody says, that's cool, and can you come to Georgia?
Yes.
Because, see, she's an energy artist, and Jody is an energy healer, and you're an energy artist, so you will connect very well. This is awesome. I've never seen anything like this before. Oh, my goodness. I love this.
Okay.
Is this a basement, too, or a living room?
That's a living room.
That's a living room. It could be either or. I love that. That's funky. That's funky. I like that. Is that stencil or?
It's using tape. So it's paint and tape.
Okay. Good Lord, girl. You have a repertoire here. Good Lord. Oh, Sookie now. Oh, my goodness. How long did it take to do this one? Is this a first floor or basement?
That's a basement.
That's a basement.
Yeah.
That is a basement.
That one took a couple days.
oh, wow, that is awesome. Girl, you got the gift. Oh, my goodness. This is a fireplace. This is the TV that comes out, and this is the wall, and this is the light. And I guess this is the lights on, lights off, what do you call it, when you flip it? Yeah. Wow, that is some kind of special. Girl, ooh. Okay, so they have a picture here, a mirror picture.
They had a mirror on the wall.
And then you did the back of the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, that looks like downtown somewhere or an industrial area or something.
Yes.
So you do, like you said, you do commercial and residential. Awesome.
Yes. Now, that is gold leafing.
Gold leafing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another technique.
I've heard of that. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard of it. Okay. Oh, I love this with the chase. Oh, okay. Gray, silver, and white, off-white.
Like a gray, a metallic silver, and black.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Girl, you got skills. And just think, you're just doing something you wanted to do. Oh, look at this bathroom. I'm so glad to see bathrooms become alive because bathrooms have just been just what they have been forever. And that's an outhouse. This is an in-house.
Yeah, a lot of people especially the powder rooms, they're making them kind of funky now.
Yeah, that's real
fun. And because the guests, that's where they go when they go in the bathroom. So a lot of times they want to make people go in there and go, oh, wow, this is cool. So,
yeah, that is cool. I love that.
I've been doing a lot of powder rooms.
Yeah, powder rooms, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's just a corner by itself.
With the texture on the wall, the black wall.
Oh, that is beautiful. It really just, it just sets it off. It sets that corner off with the artwork and the chair there. Beautiful. Girl, you are so talented. Oh, got the little diamond stud in the wall?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. That's like a goldish and a grayish and a something or another. I'm not too keen on colors, but it's still beautiful. Oh, okay. Is this a stencil?
That's a stencil.
Okay. Beautiful.
And I think if we,
like,
if you close out, it's a section where I have a lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff I've done for business.
Okay, so I am moving. And for those who are watching online, you can also go to her website, Brushwork.
Click, go back at the top. Okay, gallery, scroll down. So either where it says pearl paint and sip right there, that's an example of logos that I've done.
Oh.
I put them up on the walls. So that's an actual business here in Chicago. I think it's on the northwest side.
Oh, okay. Pearl paint and sip. I love that. That's different. It makes it pop.
Mm-hmm.
I love that your logo on the wall. Okay, and what is this, my dear?
Well, that's the glitter and glass section. So the techniques on here show a lot of paint work that has either glitter or like this reflective glass.
Oh.
And that's one of the techniques that has the glass on the wall.
Okay, beautiful. Ooh, the world. Oh.
This is a mural section. So if you click on, go to page murals.
Mm-hmm.
There's two more murals. Scroll down.
Oh.
Examples of some murals that I've done.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Bedroom, living room, bathroom, kids' room, your room, room, all the rooms. I am loving this. Wow. Oh, look at the Chicago.
Yeah, that's an Airbnb here in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And the Woodline area, the Carter Blue.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, digital freedom. Oh, I love that. Oh.
Yeah, girl. That's a walk at a law firm with two black women. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, they're just, oh, and there you are in action. I love it. I love it. You are here live and in action. And I'm going to let you all look at more of these while I take a quick break. And we'll be right back. And we'll take questions. 847-738-0242. We'll take your call.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their Internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Zelda Speaks, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness as we are celebrating Cyber Monday, Sistaz, supporting Sistaz, and that's what we do. And I have Jatine Priest with us this morning, an artiste of the new millennium, because this girl got skills, okay? So many skills that she does, industrial, residential, and she's available too. And all you have to do is go to her website and you'll see all the beautiful work that we see, all the decorative painting we see right here. It's Brushworks by JT.com. But we got to take some calls. JT, 847-738, you're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, well, you know who I am.
Oh,
Judy.
Jody.
KP.
Hi.
Your work is flipping amazing. And I can feel, so I'm an energy worker as well. I can feel the energy because I can go into anybody's energy field and I can go to any energy field. The energy, like in the piece that's on the screen right now, holy crap, great work, beautiful, but I can feel the energy that you put into it. It's amazing. So, Atlanta, Georgia on the horizon, because I want you out here. Seriously.
It is on the horizon. I've actually been talking to a couple people in Atlanta to come down there.
Oh, wow. How about that?
So, seriously, because, okay, so we'll make sure that we get connected. Zelda, you'll make sure that maybe do a joint text message later on. Really what you do is, I'm looking for the right words. Well, besides the fact that it's very special, and that's an understatement, it's a gift.
Yeah.
Because people walk in, they get the beautiful artistic view, and let's say these people can't feel energy like you, like the three of us can, right?
Right.
They at least
get
the visual, which is outstanding. But then for the rest of us who are transcending and or ascending, right, to higher levels of consciousness, your work, it's such a gift because it brings forth such a beautiful energy. It's like I'm speechless. Like I can't even get the right words right now to describe how I feel about your work. So thank you for doing what you do.
It is breathtaking. It really is. It really is. I was like, wow, this sister's off the chain. I know my language might be a little bit off, but I'm old school, you know. So you all forgive me for that. But it's thebomb.com.
We forgive
or whatever
you for anything because I love you, Sister Zelda.
Yes.
So what is the one on the top left-hand corner? You've got wood floors. What is the wall made out of?
The top left, this one?
Yeah. It's just regular drywall, and then I applied a technique on top of it.
Oh.
And it's a combination of a little texture and paint, metallic paint, and regular wall paint.
Okay. See?
Interesting. And so, let me just think about this. So since you're an energy worker, are you infusing like prayers into it? Like, you know, because like I put blessings on like the work that I do. Like even my energy pillows, I infuse, you know, God's divine white light into it. Although I don't really tell people, but maybe I should. So are you putting your intentions on it? Is it like a frequency, if you will?
I think for the most part, when I do my work, I just want people to feel better in this space. So if I do that, then it's that. I think it's important when people come home that they can relax because everything that's going on that day, you want to come to a safe space. So I feel like the home should be a safe space. And so that's the energy that I try to put out there when I do my work for people's homes. For businesses, they're happy when they go there. Like, whatever they're going to do, if they're going to go shopping, if they're going to eat, you know, if they're dancing, whatever it is that they want to do, I just want them to feel good. So that's just what I have for a business.
Mm-hmm.
So, JT, I have a concept, and it's called the place of peace. And it's a concept that I created using a multimodal approach. And what I am doing, it's a pop-up now also, so we can pop up from place to place. And it occurs to me maybe you could do your work on a tapestry of sorts that can be unrolled at every place of peace. That so we can bring that in and put it up on the wall.
Wow.
Great idea.
Wow. That is
right, Zelda? Because you've been in the place of peace. What would it look like if we contracted with JT to bring that and you bring it from place to place so you have the same type of energy.
Baby, that's a whole other realm of reality. Yeah. Oh, my.
Okay,
wow.
So I'm going to let you guys complete your show. I couldn't help. I just popped back on, and I saw it because God was calling me to pop back in. So.
Well, I'm glad you popped back in.
Yeah, thank you, Jody.
Thank you, JT. Thank you, Zelda. Zelda, thank you so much for everything that you do, you know, in these times where things are difficult right now, energy is difficult, I love that you keep on shining your light.
Well, just remember that I am only a reflection of the Most High. So I am a reflection of you, my sister, and my sister as well. We're all reflections. And we get that we are responsible for each other. Once we get that, the world will be a better place to live.
Yes.
So thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that, Jody. Well, say
love
hi.
You guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow. That's phenomenal to have some places, the pop-up place of peace. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And I wasn't on that level. I wasn't thinking. I'm still thinking at home because I work from home. Wow. And the average time it takes to do a wall, it just depends on how big the wall is, right?
It depends on how big. It depends on the technique and the design. And the colors, too, sometimes.
Okay. So do you... I'm curious to see, do you have to make special colors?
Like, sometimes I do.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm good at mixing colors together, too, so sometimes I do make custom colors.
Mm, okay, because I saw some of those colors, and I was like, that's not a color I've ever seen. I'm wondering if she's actually mixing colors. So, yeah, you just answered that. A lot of our youth have... untapped talents, and we had one artiste with us on we have a monthly global virtual teen talent contest here on the Higher Learning Network, and we had one young, I don't remember if it's a guy or a girl, but they did something of this nature. What would you tell our youth today who have that talent and they just haven't figured out a way how to express it on a larger scale as you have?
I would tell them not to limit their talent to just one thing.
Mm.
Like in school, you learn how to do it on a canvas. But anything could be a canvas when you really think about it. Because you can, like with paint, you can paint on anything.
Okay.
Outside of like water, but it's actually a technique paint up with water too, but you can pretty much paint on anything.
Mm.
So don't limit yourself just to a canvas. And I would also say to the team to reach out and do research and like Google, because I mean that's what Google's here for, to research and find other artists in your area and try to connect with them.
Mm.
And a lot, they'll be surprised that a lot of artists, including myself, I'm open to other artists coming up to me because, one, I'm always looking for somebody to help me. intern or, you know, some positions I might have available for them.
Oh.
And then, two, it's just good to connect with other artists and just explore different types of genres in the art world, so different techniques, different ways of doing things, because it opens your mind.
Mm.
It's like traveling. You know, when you travel, you see the whole world different. Well, when you reach out to other artists and you experience some of the things that they've gone through, you start to see art a little different as well.
Mm.
So I would say reach out, do the research, and don't limit yourself to just one thing.
Hmm. Expand the unlimited possibilities. And I just assume that you've done some traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask the question, where have you been that you have seen artwork in another city, state, country, and said to yourself, wow, I could do that, but I could make it just a little different or a little better. Or have you ever had that experience?
Yeah, sometimes I had that experience. A lot of, honestly, some of the stuff is closed. Like Vegas, I've been to Vegas, and a lot of the hotels have pro finishes. The majority of the hotels have some kind of decorative finish inside of them. So when I see them, I'm like, oh, I could have did that, you know, or I could do that too, or I could keep that and make it look like this or that. So I've seen stuff in a lot of hotels, honestly, in the casinos as well. I know that's more local, but the casinos have decorative finishes too.
I wonder if that would be a way when you find out that a hotel, well, I was going to say that if a hotel is going up or a new business is going up, but chances are if it's already in the drafted form of it being built, they probably already have specifications for the inside. This is a thought that came to me. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, that's the direction that I want to get into too, is hotels and theaters. And then actually doing set design.
For
that's another direction I
want
to get into.
Ava DuVernay. Yeah. Put it on your vision board, girl. Ava DuVernay. We thank you for the opportunity for JT Brushwork Designs to be a contributing member of your next film. And we give thanks. And many more of your films. And we give thanks for that. Now, we just put those words out in the universe, and they're flying around. And they're going to land smack dab in her energy. So when you get the call to go and do murals and walls for Ava DuVernay and Oprah and others, don't forget to say you heard about here on the Female Solution. Because we have all the answers anyway. Female Solution, that's who we are and what we do. So we put that out there for you.
Yeah, because speaking of which, like Black Panther movie, a lot of that stuff on the set was decorative paint.
Really?
So I was like, if I could get something like that.
Okay, no. First of all, let's change the language. When, not if.
Yes.
When you get, we speak in possibilities, not maybe.
Okay.
We speak in definite. Yeah, when you get it, just don't forget. Because it's coming. Because you're an energy worker. The energy's in your aura, it's in your art, and now you've put it out in the universe for Ava and Oprah and all the other filmmakers to bring you on board. So that's what you will be doing.
Okay, I received that.
Wonderful. We look so forward to hearing a report back from that. It is 8:48. If you just joined the conversation this morning, if you're wonderful who this beautiful sister is on the screen, her name is Jatan. Did I pronounce that right? Jatan. And you know what really helped me with this name, even though I had it right and thought I had it wrong, Jatan? We have a worker in, my assistant is in Bangladesh, and her name is Jatan. I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's Jannatun, Jannatun or something like that.
Okay.
So when I saw that, I said, that should help me with her name.
Okay.
Right. So I'm familiar with the name, but pronunciation, enunciation sometimes is a challenge, but that's why I just call you JT.
Okay.
So it has been wonderful having this experience. We've never had a sister on who was gifted like this in the art arena with paint. Never had that before. So you are first here on the Female Solution. And as our executive producer, Naima Lateef, says, and she'll be joining us in a few minutes here, women are the solution to the world. And the problem is that we don't know it. But we know it now. Up and as Iyanla Van Zant would say, until today.
Yeah.
Until today. We didn't know then, but we know now. And that's all that's important. So if you're just joining and you're looking at the screen, these are just samples of some of the wonderful artwork that she's been doing. What's some of your greatest challenges and greatest rewards?
My greatest challenges is just
To the table. There's things that we can do as well.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
Yeah.
What do you say, because I know you've been confronted, what do you say to men who just insist, you couldn't do that, that's not you? What do you say?
The proof is in the pudding.
See
my work and see that I know how to do the work. And then once they experience, me being there and how I am when I work and how, I don't know if it's a woman thing. I kind of say that it is, but a lot of women are more detailed. We pay attention to the little things, So some of the things that most men don't really pay attention to, I'm paying attention to. So things just look cleaner. They look neater. They're crisper. That makes a difference.
Have you ever painted anything for anyone and they were just like, it needs something else. It needs a little bit more.
You always get one or two of those. Yeah. And you do what you have to do to make it work.
So is this like a 100% money-back guarantee? How does that work?
No, it's not a money-back guarantee, but...
I said the wrong thing. Sorry, that's not what I meant to say, but go ahead.
I try to do my best to make sure that the client is satisfied.
Okay. And the average time... And does the homeowner or apartment dweller need to be there when you're doing the painting on?
They don't have to be. I mean, that's their own personal preference. I know everybody has their own, feelings about somebody in their space. A lot of times people are pretty much really comfortable with me. So I usually don't have a problem. That's an individual personal preference.
Okay. Now, I do have to make you aware of, because as a business owner and an entrepreneur artist, I do have to make you and all of the others who are listening here on the Female Solutions. If there's an organization, I talk about it at the beginning of the show. It's itex.com. Actually, it's Chicago North.itex. And you'll see the information on the bottom of the screen. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur and you need anything, supplies, services, products, we've bought a car, we've bought camera equipment, we've traveled all over the world, anything you need. You're spending money at Amazon and other places you don't have to. You can barter your services or your product with itex.com, and you don't have to pay cash. And that's what I love about it. And not all business owners, especially us, we don't know. So I am sharing that information, and I'm going to put it up here on the screen as well. Give me an idea of something that you would be interested in, but you don't want to pay for it, and you could get it through a barter agency. like supplies or, you know.
Well, with supplies, maybe scaffolding.
Oh.
Two-story scaffolds.
Mm. Yeah, they just might very well have that. Okay, so okay. Let me put that up here on the screen so you can see it. And there it is, chicago.north.hitex.com. If and when you go to the site and you want to join, be sure and use my name. It's the promo code Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A, and they'll give you $100 to go shopping right away.
Oh, okay, cool.
And just mention the Female Solution Radio Show. So, and that's not only for you, but that's for anybody that's listening as well. We got about 1 minute before we go. I need to play the closing as we are about to leave here. Give us some closing thoughts before you leave.
Well, if anybody's interested in getting technique done and as an accent wall or in their commercial space and they want to add that extra pop, they can reach out to me, www.brushworksbyjt.com, and I'll come out and do a free consultation. We'll take a look at the space, and we can go from there.
Wonderful. But before you leave, I want you to meet our executive producer of the Female Solution, and that would be our sixth star of the microphone, Naima Latif.
How are you? I'm fantastic, and look for me to call you to make my walls pop. I'm redecorating. So, yeah, love your skills.
Oh, yes, she has mad skills. You see, I've been looking around all day. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to find an empty wall up in here. I had to take some stuff down because one of them mirrors need to be up in here. I don't know where, but we're going to figure it out. So that's powerful. So thank you so much, JT. We appreciate you. We look forward to hearing your stories of success on the movie sets of all the upcoming Ava DuVernay films and the Spike Lee films and the Denzel films and the Forrest Whitaker films and the Lawrence Fishburne films, all the directors. We look forward to having you on all of them and telling us about the wonderful experiences that you've had and showing us the murals you've done. So we appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm ready to receive. Thank
all right.
You so much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, my sister. And I'll be in touch with you. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Okay. You too.
All righty. Thanks for watching. And as I play the closing ending of the show, you want to press 1 right now if you're on the switchboard, 5105.
We've come.
I don't know why I'm playing that now because you're on and I'm going to play it again. So we really don't need to. We really don't need to play it again.
Just to remind our online listeners that if they want to be part of the conversation, they need to call in before 9 o'clock because at 9 o'clock the switchboard closed.
Yeah.
So they need to make sure that they call in before the line if they want to speak. Otherwise, they can continue on Facebook and write in their comments.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, it's always very rewarding to see people use their creative talent in the way that they were designed to do, the gift they've been given to share with the world. And I'm very impressed with her skills. I'm looking at my bare wall.
Okay.
You can cover that one and that one. So it's really... but. One thing that I'm learning, we talk about energy, your living space really affects your
energy.
If it's unpleasant, if it's cluttered, if it's dirty, it affects how you feel, it affects your vibration, it affects your health. And a lot of people don't realize the emotional, psychological, and physical, and even spiritual impact of beautifying your surroundings. Just think about when you've ever gone to a building and there's windows broken out and trash on the lot and just no sense of anybody caring. There's, you know, scribbles and graffiti on the wall. How does it make you feel when you go into a place like that?
Not good.
Not good. So beautification affects your whole state of being.
Yes.
I had a friend who was telling me about the experience she had when she and her family were living in public housing. And the curtains in the front room were torn. It's kind of raggedy looking. And she thought about it years later when she moved away, got her own apartment, you know, her circumstances changed. She started a business and everything, was financially doing better, and actually was living living near the lakefront in a nice apartment. You know, you live in a lakefront apartment, you know what that's like. So she was saying all those times, I guess it was like 7 years, it never occurred to her to take the curtains down herself and replace them.
Really?
Herself to just live in ragged surroundings because of public housing, so, you know, the landlord is supposed to fix stuff. But and that's the mindset, you know, when you don't own something and you keep thinking that it's not your responsibility to beautify your home, so you let it stay raggedy and dirty.
Right.
And you don't realize how it's affecting you, affecting your energy, it's draining you, it's making you depressed. And you have the power to fix it and clean it and beautify it. Ask yourself, why are you choosing not to? Why are you saying, well, somebody else is supposed to do that? Yeah, but you're living there. It's affecting you.
Right.
So this is how we have to feel about our living space, the neighborhood we live in, the house we live in, the apartment we live in. If there's trash around, if there's dirt, if it's unclean, if it's depressing, and we can do something,
let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
That's reflecting you. That's reflecting how you feel about yourself. Anytime you go to somebody's house, it reflects how they feel about themselves.
Mm.
It's saying, I don't deserve beauty. I don't deserve cleanliness. I don't deserve comfort. I don't deserve security. That's how you're feeling about yourself when you let your surroundings be unpleasant, non-beautified, unpleasant to look at, dirty, unkempt. Yeah, we all get tired. We don't feel like always, you know, washing the dishes at the end of the night. You know, yeah, we don't always feel like sweeping the floor every day. But at some point, I mean, we live in a house. We
okay, dishes, I'm coming to get you out in a little while. Don't worry, Mama going to be there. I'm coming to get my babies.
No, I mean, we understand, you know, you live in your house and you're not always picking up after yourself every few minutes. But when you really want to relax and feel good,
you want a clean house.
Do something to beautify.
You can't do it. You can't relax. You can't relax when you got stuff, you stepping all over stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Dishes piled high in the sink. And you wonder why you're confused.
Yeah.
Your energy is confused. Your energy is confused. I forgot to show this. Jody said your work is spectacular. She was referring to the young lady. And we got another comment, too. Tony Hope says, nice show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I noticed you said that
after
you said you're
going to
go do them dishes.
Yeah. Dishes are coming. Yes.
But it really is important for us to spend some money on having a nice life. And she's got some wonderful skills. And, you know, that really is a gift to be shared with the world. And whatever your gift is, share it with the world.
Right.
Let it be your source of abundance. That's what this shopping network is all about. Sharing the things that you present. And people will gladly pay you for because it's something that's going to enhance their lives.
Yes.
And we give you this platform here so you can share it, you can show it, you can talk about it. And people can benefit from it, and it can benefit you. Because really, you're not supposed to be working for a living. You're supposed to be enjoying your life.
Living.
Your gift.
Living. Right.
Yes.
We're in a society that teaches us something totally different.
Yes.
Got to go to school, got to get a good education, got to get a good job, and you see where that has gotten you, right?
Right.
So now it's time to get that hustle on.
Use
your creative, natural gifts, talents, and abilities. Because they're there. They were given to you by the Creator. But you would rather go work on somebody else's dream than work on your than your own. Because this is it's work in the beginning until you learn how to flow with it.
Yeah. You know, so enjoy it. And I'm not saying that people who, you know, do something that might be, you know, street sweeping or whatever. I mean, all things are valuable. All work is honorable.
And they all contribute to society.
And it all contributes to society.
We're not not.
You want to think of what would I like to share with society? How would I like to serve my fellow beings? What do I enjoy doing? And that becomes your life purpose. And that becomes what people will gladly pay you for because they value it.
Right.
And it can be anything. I've seen people that take great pride in doing whatever they do. Mechanics who love working with cars. That's their passion. And that's needed. So everything is needed as part of the society. Everything is something valuable. There is no job that's better than the other or more prestigious than the other. What did Dr. King say? You know, if you want to be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper. You can.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
So it's knowing what it is that you have a gift for and developing that gift and sharing that gift. And then people's lives are enhanced by your gift. And your gift serves you and provides for you. And you enjoy doing it. And that's why you do it well. So if you're doing a job that you hate, you're not going to do it well. I would rather see somebody in the kitchen frying burgers at McDonald's. It just feels like they're the number one chef in the world and they're flipping them burgers and they're in it and excited
yep.
about it and doing their best.
Yep.
I'd rather see that than somebody that, oh, I hate this job. I didn't want to be here. And then, you know, the...
Because your energy is in that job.
The energy is
and
in
we
the
feel
job.
Your energy.
Yes. Your energy is in whatever you do. If you are cooking food and you don't like it, that resentment is the energy you're going into
this food. What was that movie, Water for Chocolate, I think it was? Yeah.
I agree with that.
There was a, I don't know if she was in Latin America somewhere, and she was cooking, and everybody loved her food, but one time she was not feeling so well, and people were like, what's wrong with the food? It don't have the energy that it had before. And I was like, wow, I never looked at it like that. So, now I get it. When Big Mama put her heart and soul into that Thanksgiving
yes.
dinner, that Christmas
yes.
dinner or Easter dinner, whatever dinner, and
yes.
we said she put her foot in it, that's what that's what we mean. We feel a toenail. We feel
yes.
a toenail. We felt that we
yes.
bit that toenail, but it sure was good.
Because
you didn't eat a toenail, it was so good you didn't even know it.
But that's what it is when you put yourself into what you're doing. People feel your energy, they feel your spirit, they feel the love, and so they enjoy it. And that's why it's important to think about where you eat, because you're eating the energy of the people who are preparing the food. That's why whenever we go to a restaurant, I'm always real nice to the waitresses.
Girl, let me tell you this movie I was watching last night.
Uh-oh.
The man who, he was, what do you call that person who goes to restaurants and write a review about the food?
Yeah, a movie reviewer, a connoisseur.
Yeah,
or
food.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. He was so mean to everybody in the restaurant, especially the new girl who came from a very wealthy family, and her family lost all the money, so she had to go get a job, so she got a job as a waitress. He was so mean to her. She took his plate back, went back into the room where their food prep area, and she was crying, and her boss asked her what happened, and she told him, and he said, don't worry, we'll make it all better. They took his plate of food, passed it to the cook, the head cook, and the sous chef, and one more person, and all three of them spit in his food. And she took it back out to him and said, oh, I'm so sorry. We redid your plate. Here it is. And he ate it, and he loved it. girl, with people fixing your food, you don't know what's going on behind them doors.
That's
why you better eat at home.
I might eat at home a while.
Not one person, not two people, but three people spitting
everybody.
The food. And, girl, he was eating it like it was 40 going north. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of restaurants, now you can see what they're preparing your food.
Yeah,
where
you can see the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see what you're doing back there.
Yeah. I like to go to a place where I can see.
Where I can see what you're doing.
Here.
Like, what's the restaurant where they bring the food out in your plate and,
Is that Benihana?
Benihana's, yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
We'll take that, yeah. But anyway, I said all that to say this. Like Naima said, be nice to people who serving your food.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you don't want some unwanted sauce in it, some unwanted salty sauce.
That's real. So I think it's always important to show gratitude. Whatever people do for you, show gratitude.
Right.
You know, it's their service. They give from their heart, regardless of what you're paying them. You know, and another thing when it comes to business, don't argue with people about what they charge for their service.
Okay.
Either you choose to pay it or you say, well, I'm not able to pay that, or, well, I'll get back to you. But don't try to talk people down out of what they're charging you. They know what they're worth.
Right.
And if you don't feel like you want to pay that, then just politely choose not to. But don't tell them that they need to not be earning the money that you think they're worth.
Right.
That's more insulting, you know. And if you're in business, then charge what you feel you are worth. Your time, energy, and skills are worth. Don't let somebody make you feel like you don't deserve that, you know. And then make sure you give your best for what you're charging.
That's right.
But it's not about the money. It's about the service. So you want to give your best at all times. Now, if you do give somebody a discount, don't give them half service because you only paid so-and-so.
Right.
That's the wrong attitude. If you're going to do it for half price, still give 100% of your effort because that reflects on you. That reflects on who you are as a person. So always give your best, regardless of whether you're giving a discount or you're charging full price or whatever the case may be. Because you're doing it, whatever it is, put your foot in it.
Put your foot in it.
Your best.
Put your foot in it.
Yes.
I think we have a caller on the line, Naima.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Yes, I'll take it.
312-671, you are live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We are in Yashalom, Ahua. We don't die, we multiply. Black power forever. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning.
Right.
Brother Plump, Minister Robert Floyd Plump from Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Thank you so much for calling this morning, Minister Robert Floyd Plump.
Yes.
And then remind me to post that picture we took on your birthday, so I'll make sure I post it up on my Facebook page today to remind everybody that you are now 76 years young and wise.
Woo-hoo! Belated happy birthday, Minister Plump.
All right. Well, thank you. We've been celebrating the whole month. I know that we all got energy. I was curious, you know, the world responds to need, greed, and curiosity. And I was curious as to your guest, if she's still on, what is the greatest spiritual color in the universe?
Oh, wow.
And, yes. And also I wanted to know what does the color orange represent, and what would be the greatest color to reflect on the greatest good movie for Mayor Harold Washington. You know, he named that movie The Greatest Good. And also Denzel Washington is supposed to be the leading actor as Harold. So I was hoping that he might have we could perhaps use that energy that she knows that would be the greatest cause and effect to the greatest people, which would be us, we as a people, so-called American Negro people. Mm-hmm. We are the greatest of our time now, and especially the females. So I'm with y'all 110. We in it to win.
Okay, Minister Plum, we appreciate that. I am not sure what that color is, but I wish she was on the line. But you know what? You can go to my blog, Minister Plum. Her contact information is on there, zeldaspeaks.word.com. The updates are always on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So thank you so very much for calling and sharing that information this morning. We certainly look forward to it when it happens, and we know that we will keep you will keep us abreast. And once again, happy belated birthday to Reverend Minister Robert Floyd Plump. So thank you so very much for that. We greatly appreciate that. As we continue the show, Cyber Monday Shopping with the Sistas. And
it's interesting he speaks of colors because
yes.
There is a science of colors and even how you choose to color your home or office. And I have been in offices that really brought my spirit up, and I've been to offices that are so drab that it just depressed me. And people have studied colors in terms of buying colors, and I don't remember, I think red is supposed to trigger something, blue is supposed to trigger something, green is supposed to trigger something. I don't have all the details of what color is supposed to trigger certain things, but I know that people who study that, they do look at packaging and colors and what motivates someone to buy. I mean, it's very scientific when it comes to how you market your product and what kind of color you use. But I think it's really important for a person to know that the environment that they're working in, it's important how you color your walls, how you decorate your walls. But I remember when I first visited my daughter in South Korea when she was teaching there, and, in American schools, they got this real bland, greenish, looking color on all the walls. I don't know, maybe that's the cheapest paint or whatever. But it's
probably
not inspiring.
Not at all.
When I went to her school, I mean, the desks and the walls were like bright red and orange and just yellow. And I was like, wow. That desk is bright. The walls are bright. Just these real bright children kind of colors. And I really believe that had an impact on the intellectual development because it's happy. It's cheerful. And our schools are so bland, and I'm thinking, what child would be motivated to learn in this environment where, the color is like this drab, grayish, greenish, uninspiring color. So I really think, especially if you have children and you're decorating your home, make sure their bedroom is brightly colored. You might want to contact that sister and, get her to do some kinds of designs because it affects your brain. It does.
Yeah.
Colors even trigger certain responses in the brain. So it's good to know these things and it's good to use them in your environment because even the colors you wear every day,
Right.
A spiritual leader I was listening to was advising don't wear a lot of black.
Yes.
That
it repels.
Kind of associated with grief, mourning, and that's how you will be feeling if you're wearing that all the
time.
And
notice how we are conditioned to wear black. Notice that?
Yeah. Or if you're going to be professional, you got to wear black.
Right.
And there was a point when I was wearing a lot of black, and then I realized, wait a minute, this is not making me feel good. And so I started wearing those, purple and red. Now, I don't know if you've ever been told this, but dark-skinned people get told this, too black to wear red.
I've heard that.
Yeah. But then I see in Africa, they're always wearing bright colors.
Girl, that's all they wear.
Orange, yellow.
Thank you.
So, that's an American mindset that we have been given to feel shame for our colors.
Yep.
If you've been taught that or someone said that to you, you got to think about, am I believing that? Am I dressing down? Am I submerging my spirit with a drab color to somebody told me that, you know, I didn't deserve to wear bright colors, I was too dark. You know, if you got it in your head, undo that. You know, go to the closet and just look at the kind of colors that you
can
dress in and what that's reflecting.
Yep.
How does it make you feel when you put it on?
Ooh, how does that make you feel?
So I hope that we take these things into account as we purchase this. You know, this is the buying season. If you're a clothing seller and or manufacturer or you know, designer, think about how do you want people to feel when they wear your garment.
Right.
You know, put the love into it and your creativity into it when you design them. But think about how you want people to feel when they wear what you do.
And also, in your shopping efforts, be mindful that, number one, what you give, be mindful of it, especially as it relates to young people. Just don't give them a toy that they're going to forget about tomorrow. Give them something to educate, stimulate their mind, their thinking, their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. That's what we focus on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, is for our youth to develop their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. And some of us adults need to do that too, because it's not looked upon as something to do. It's like, you know, follow the 3 hours reading, writing, and arithmetic. Do what they tell us to do, the good job, the good education, and yeah, all that went by the wayside. So if you have nothing to fall back on, you always have your natural gifts, talents, and abilities. You just have to figure out a way to master marketing that. And there's no excuse. You know why? Because anything you want to learn is on YouTube.
That's right. You can find it at YouTube University.
Yes, ma'am. It is right
there.
And it's waiting on you. All you got to do is show up and show out.
That's right.
It's real simple. And and this is a very special time of the year where we have to be very careful, very mindful of what we say and how we say it. The one thing I love about this time of the year is that people are generally a lot more happier. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Friendly.
They're friendlier. They'll say, oh, happy holidays.
Yeah.
You know, they'll talk to strangers. And that's a good thing. What you say affects people's feelings. It affects how you feel. It definitely makes you feel better when you're friendly than if you're unfriendly. You know, smile.
Right.
Say, happy holidays to people. You know, it will actually internally, it will boost your immune system.
Thank you.
And you'll feel it on the inside as well. You'll feel the uplift.
Yes, you will.
So, worth it.
Like
that is the thing about these times of the year,
Like the energy we felt that was lifted from us with the event we had with Jody, the training we had with Jody was it last Sunday?
Last Sunday.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal experience for me. I'd never had anything like that before, and I'm like, wow, this is, the world needs to know about this. For those who are interested in being taken to the next level. Just see that. There are levels. There are levels, and we need to know what those levels are.
That's the interesting thing, is that what we're really learning is how to work with energy. That's what everything is. It's the unseen, but because we're all energy beings, everything affects our energy.
Yep.
Light, sound, color, everything, words, texture, everything affects our energy. And the energy is the essence of who you are. So something as small as the sound of your voice can change the energy in the place where you are.
Yes.
Now think about how you feel. If you're in a room and somebody comes in hollering and cussing, automatically you feel uncomfortable, you feel wary, nervous.
I'm leaving the room. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yes.
I'm leaving the room.
So if you come into, if you see somebody come into a room, and let's say they start singing a beautiful song, wow, that was
it's like the body just responds to it.
Yes.
That's powerful.
One person can change the energy in an entire room.
Of the whole room.
Just choose to consciously do that.
Yes.
Consciously go into a room with a smile on everyone. And a voice when you speak to them that's uplifting. And you'll be able to feel the energy in the room change. How powerful is that?
That is extremely powerful.
And
you won't know that unless you practice that. That's why we have the Monday morning mindfulness, so that you can remind yourself to do the things that you need to do when you need to do them.
Absolutely.
So that's what this is all about. This is not about us. This is not about me or you. This is about us as women saving the planet, because the planet needs saving right about now.
It needs saving right now. It does. And we're the ones to do it. So we want you to tune in every day to the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And this buying season, we have an opportunity to get some wonderful things right here on the Sisters
Shopping Network.
And you don't have to leave your home. You can just put some buttons right on your computer, on your cell phone, on your iPad, and find what you need. And we're sharing the gifts that each of us is presenting to the universe as a way to uplift the world. So I'm excited about the Sisters Shopping Network.
I am too.
Looking forward to, of course, reminding you to go to my website and get our collection of books. And every book, and I'll just hold it real quick. Of course, it started out with Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
And what's the website address? Naima Latif?
NaimaLatif.com. www.NaimaLatif.com. And of course, there's the Female Solution, which gives us some great tips on uniting as women, raising children, maintaining healthy families. And then, of course, we've got a few others that are available on the website. When Nations Gather, written with my transition husband, Sultana Blue-Latif, and the book that talks about our adventure after his transition, Visits from the Green State, all of these available on www.naimalatif.com. And I'm so looking forward to this spring, getting back out in the circuit of speaking and sharing information and meeting people on the book signing circuit, and so we're preparing for that in 2022. And we do want to encourage all of you to join us tomorrow for Self-Self here with Jolie Poussin. And this Wednesday is our last Wednesday of the month. We have our men-only discussion, and they'll be talking about respect and this sometimes extreme need that men have to be respected. Is it sometimes overblown? Is it as a result of maybe at some point in their life feeling disrespected? How do women affect that feeling that they have as mothers, as sisters, as wives, as girlfriends, as friends? How are we affecting their feelings of being respected or disrespected? And what can we do to enhance that? But we want to listen to them and talk about their experiences. We've got an interesting group of men, so we want you to join us on Wednesday and, of course, Thursday. Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie. Definitely a show you don't want to miss. The resident doctor. So the doctor in the house. So we definitely enjoy her presentation. And then Friday, Health and Wellbeing with Deanna. And, if you want to get that body in shape, roll those joints.
Roll them joints, baby.
And watch Deanna clap her feet together. I'll figure out that one out.
She is so limber.
Like that.
I don't know how she do it. But she does it.
And, of course, we've got Saturday and first Saturday of the month, our live from London international host, Jana, with success strategies to
is Shauna. So join us every day on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show and get your products together so that you can present them on the Sisters Shopping Network.
And as you can see, these are some of the hosts, our hosts, and this was from today's show, in which Jatan Priest was a guest on the show. Beautiful sister, beautiful artwork, doing the walls, the whole nine yards. This is the information that I'm showing you here. This is on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, so you can go and see that on your own, okay? So just wanted to share that with you. So that's the blog. And all the updates are always there on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And I am going to share with our viewing audience our closing, what is it called, promo? Our closing promo. And I want to just remind you that the voting that did not take place this weekend because of a YouTube issue, you can vote all the way up until Friday, midnight this Friday, and we will announce the winners on the show on Monday morning, on the next Monday morning mindfulness show, because we had issues. So.
And where can they go to see the performances again if they hadn't made their mind up?
I am going to pull that up while you watch the video, which is our YouTube channel. YouTube, there it is right there. That's where they can go watch them. So right now, I'm going to pull up.
TV show on YouTube.
Yeah. And right now, I'm going to get rid of this and share with you our closing promo for the Female Solution. Are you ready? Get ready. As T.D. Jakes would say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, because here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And be a part of the solution, and thank you for being a part of the show here today on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, joined by my executive producer of The Female Solution, as I now play our closing ending that we can speak in all languages to our viewers.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję.
France. Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Merci. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Jerez. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
In the words of some cartoon character, that's all, folks. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye now. Mwah. Alrighty now. We are over and out.
Okay. We cut off the switchboard?
Nope. I just did. In episode. Yeah. Hang up the phone.